Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening. It's the Sunday show on Here Be Monsters Radio. I'm Gwendolyn Berry. I'm down in South Florida. With me are my hosts, Jack Jodell up in Minnesota and Wayne Johnson in Ohio. And guys, it's been another stellar week for the Republicans. They're eating their own now, aren't they?
God, yeah. It's nice to see cannibalizing themselves.
Yeah, that anger just has a tendency to self-implode and turn upon themselves. Hate just breeds hate, and the hate now is directed among themselves.
Well, it's crazy. It was a very, as we were speaking before the show, it was a very cruel piece of legislation. And I think the decent Republicans who are at this point have to be mystified by what is happening and horrified in many ways. I think that they're looking at the cruelty of it now and seeing something that is going to make a big difference come election time.
Well, let's hope that it dawns on them, because they've been ignorant for so damn long. And Paul Ryan, I love seeing Paul Ryan with that weepy face on TV, knowing he's gone down to defeat. That was such a joy to see that this past week. And, oh, yeah, we have growing pains now, and you got more than growing pains, buddy. Your ideology is insane. That Ayn Rand stuff is absolute nonsense. It's destructive. It's hateful. And you're supposed to be a big Christian, huh, Ryan? Give me a break. That's not Christian doctrine that you're practicing. It's nonsense.
Well, it's more like Roman Catholic American style, if you ask me. But the thing is that...
No, he's hardly Catholic with that kind of attitude and that demeanor and what he's espousing. That's not Christian in the least.
Well,
I was
going to
say,
Catholic.
Christian by definition is Christ-like. I am
exactly.
The teachings of Christ, to emulate the life of Christ. And Jesus would have never had anything like that. If anything, he was the exact opposite.
Right.
So what they have wrapped and cradled the Bible to their chest and wrapped the American flag around their shoulders, making themselves so pious.
Well, most of those people,
we've
seen in our lifetime, most of those people that wrap themselves in the flag of Christ are not Christian in the least. They're actually the opposite, and they're just using him for their own benefit and gain. It's just disgusting.
Well, really, you got that right, Jack. One thing I did notice about what went on this week was that they began eating their own after they. I mean, come on! All afternoon long, after he made a liar out of himself, that Cheeto in the White House. Says, you know, well, we're going to win. It's going to be big. It got slammed down.
We're going to get tired of winning. Yes, we're going to win so much we're going to get tired of winning.
Well, you know what? What's amazing here? Trump tried some little bit of arm twisting, and it didn't do him any good. That guy has a hell of a lot to learn, and he doesn't have time enough to do it. That guy is so impotent right now. He's so powerless, and he thinks he's such a big, tough, push-around kind of guy. I'm sorry, he's a little bully wimp that just got handed his ass on a platter, and he doesn't know what to do now.
He did, but here's the thing that went on through the day. He says, well, I back Paul Ryan 100%, yada, yada, yada. Then he tweets out, everybody go watch Judge Jeanie on Fox. That night at 9 p.m., I mean, you have to really put your soul in a cradle to listen to this broad. She's bad. I mean, she's
crazy. That's
mainstream
TV for you. I've got a picture now, yes.
That's mainstream media for you.
It's garbage.
She called for Paul Ryan to basically stepped down, that he betrayed the president, and yada, yada,
oh,
yada.
Shit.
I mean, you know this was hooked up from the back burner by her and Trump, you know, because she's looking for the attention, and she's just got awful to
sick
listen
people.
To. She's like that broad on 60 or CNN who does all the judgment shows that used to talk about
Judge
all
Judy or whoever the hell that is.
No, court cases. I forget her name. But she was disgusting too, the way she would harangue and harangue on people.
Oh, well, yeah.
These people are just, even their voices are cruel. And Jack, you just said something. You said, well, that's mainstream media for you. Well, I got to say to you that I don't know much about what's going on over at CNN, but on NBC, ABC, and MSNBC, they're calling it like they see it with some kind of integrity over there.
They're finally starting to analyze it properly and to pose the right questions when they have people on the question. And they're presenting finally a little sliver of really real news. And that's wonderful. And it's long overdue.
Well,
did you see Ted Koppel on they had it on Sunday morning here today. I guess Ted Koppel was on Sean Hannity's show.
No.
And of course, Sean Hannity, you know, he's in control. He's all pious, you know, and full of himself. And basically, Ted Koppel handed his ass to him saying,
good.
You know, you're very good at what you do. And you've been able to tap into a whole segment where ideology has more validity and important than facts.
Right.
And you're slinging bullshit, and they're going to eat it up because it's what they want to hear.
That's right. But, you know, you can't operate in a vacuum, and you can't operate in absolute nonsense, in fiction. This is a real world, not a fictional world. This is not reality TV we live in, even though Donald Trump tries to make it that way. It's not reality TV. Real world politics is what matters, and that's what decides the wars. That's what decides the expenditures. That's what decides the justice and the injustice. And that's what we're living in, but the rest of those knuckleheads are not. They're living in ideology nonsense.
But, Jack, they're the ones who have the power to start a war at any minute right now.
For now.
It is right. That's
why
we
got to work hard and get those guys out of there.
What was put on the table as a health care bill was objectively cruel.
It was a wealth care bill. It was a wealth care bill.
Yeah.
Let's face it. All it was trying to
do was give a huge tax break to billionaires. It was criminal.
Yeah, it was criminal. And a wealth care. It had nothing to do with health. It had everything to do with wealth and preservation of wealth. It was just a blatant, disgusting. Do you know how
FDR convinced the robber barons to back him fiduciary-wise and everything else when he put the New Deal together? He brought it to them and said, look, what are you going to do with all this profit when there's no commerce? And he laid it out. And that's the thing. These are what they call entitlement programs. New Deal. They created a bill that
Gwen, you're kind of cutting in and out. I don't know what's going on.
I am so bad. I thought I put it on mute.
But the point is that the New Deal was all about the stability of our economy, too. It was not about so much. It was about, and the same thing with Ike when he put people to work building all kinds of dams and roads and roadways.
Yes,
this was about
our highway system.
Stability of our economy, and I guarantee you those Bilderberg group people who watch the commerce, overview the commerce, as well as their greedy fucking pockets. They're also interested in keeping commerce going. And I wonder how much these guys are going to put up with what's going on in the United States government at this point. Do you know that it's out there, and I would only say this if it came from something that's considered a reputable source, if you will. It's the Independent in in the UK, that publication, they got a hold of some backdoor chatter out of the White House that before Merkel came in to see Trump this week, he had them put the budget for NATO and each, you know, what each country is responsible for, which is 2% of their they agreed to
it. GDP.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And he back-billed her, wrote up an invoice, as it were, at the White House with interest, back-billing to hand to her. Now, nobody knows whether or not that happened, but it was true that he had it done.
Yeah.
And he didn't even understand that that's not how NATO and the correlating finances work. It has nothing to do with the United States Treasury. It has nothing.
Yeah, not only that, that's not how diplomacy works. What a fool. Absolute fool. Typical journeyman. He doesn't know what the hell he's doing.
We have a caller. I'm going to open up the mic, and
right.
I'll see you. 918 area code. I don't know whether you're just listening or you want to contribute. We're happy for you to contribute.
Yes, is this the Republican healthcare hotline?
It
yes, it is. Uh-huh. How may we help you or not help you? Actually, we don't give a damn, but please speak on.
Wait a minute. Let me clean up my bustier here and get my crop out. We'll talk.
Oh, there's a mental image.
Yes, geez.
Welcome aboard, my friend.
That's a big
word. Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Trumpster sort of crashed and burned, didn't he?
You know, if he fails to deliver on this tax bill, if he can't do the, if he does the same thing with his tax bill and falls just short, he's going to lose a lot of billionaire support that he thinks he has in his pocket right now. You wait.
Yeah, I think he's already lost a lot of support. I think.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
The shine has gone off of his momentum. You know,
the emperor has no clothes.
This is one point I wanted to bring up in the show is that what I'm really scared of is that his supporters, you know, they have sort of facts don't get in the way of what their beliefs are. You know, they have their own worldview. And
well, you can only do that just so long, though, you know.
Well, I mean, Trump failing in this and the other thing, they're not going to blame Trump. They're going to blame the other side. And
oh yeah,
you know,
exactly.
I think you're going
exactly.
to get.
Yeah, they've already blamed the Democrats for its failure.
I know.
Yeah.
But they control the House and the Senate. How could it be the Democrats' fault? You know,
right.
The Democrats don't have the votes to stop.
That's the thing. You know, I mean, it can't be their fault. But they're not going to. I mean, they'll believe anything that except for what conflicts with their worldview. So
exactly.
You know, I mean, the chance of violence is going to greatly increase, and you know, it has me worried right now. It's like, you know, I think Trump is.
It already happened there in what, San Jose or out in California.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Trump cards actually attacked those that were counter-protesting.
Well, I think it's
going
to get a lot worse.
Yeah.
What were you
going to say? That could very well be true, David. Let's hope not, though, huh?
You know, I really don't think Trump has, you know, I think he's going to be, as he sort of falls his moment of 15 minutes, I think he's going to be contained. I think there's enough of the state, you know, the people around him that, you know, I don't think he's going to be able to do anything as far as a rash act of any sort.
Let's hope not.
He'll be contained. Yeah. But his voters, they're crazy.
David,
I have to ask you, David, because I read a piece today that my sister posted about, and I've gotten into the habit of saying Okie Stan, but in Oklahoma, there was a very conservative but caring teacher who wrote a post about how much is being cut from the budget and going after, of course, he blamed Michelle Obama for not feeding the kids enough in school. But he went on to say that, you know, we caretake the children, we care about them, but we have no funds. And anybody who leaves now is not being replaced. And this is the representatives and senators who have done this to us, and I want to know why. I mean, he really went to town. You can see he's clearly a Republican, a conservative Jesus kind of loving conservative Republican.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a teacher in a grade school. And he posted this. I have seen people post on, because I leave my page open on Facebook, I've seen people post who used to post, you know, I used to have to delete them for what they say about Hillary or whatever, or Bernie. God, I got a mouthful about Bernie the other day when I was backing him up. But by my own side of the street, they would say, I was like, are you kidding me? The thing is that I'm seeing conservatives or Republicans begin to post things that are like, well, it could have been done better and better, but what are they thinking? In other words, there are people out there, David, I think, that are going, what the fuck? You know?
Well, I mean, the Oklahoma economy is really based on the oil gas industry.
Oil,
I mean,
yeah.
It's
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
The bad thing about that is this latest governor, Mary Fallon, she gave so many tax credits and so many breaks to the oil and gas. I mean, she's basically in her pocket, and so was our new EPA guy, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway.
Pruitt, yeah.
So, yeah, in the salad days, they didn't collect enough money to back up when the market fell out. And so right now, Oklahoma's got like an $800 million budget deficit.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're looking for ways to make that up. And
well, God forbid,
you know, the Republicans
you can't raise
are saying,
taxes.
Well, that's the thing. They won't raise taxes. And,
exactly.
You know, they won't take those little perks away from the oil and gas industry. And I don't know if it'd be a good thing to do it right now anyway, because they're sort of really hurting, you know.
And also, too, right now, every taxpaying person in this country is paying anywhere from $500 to $2,000 to subsidize the oil and gas industry, even though they're making billions of dollars in profit.
Yeah.
Every working man, every proletariat
is paying in their taxes to subsidize
the oil industry.
Yeah, it's terrible. Yeah.
What are they,
I mean,
they talk about welfare. When are they going to get pissed off when they look at the real facts? Well, that's the problem. They're not going to look at the real facts.
No,
so as long as they get their money, that's all they care about.
The fossil fuel industry and the pursuit of it on a planetary level seems to be a pinnacle point right now of combustion. I mean, this Russia thing with Trump is going to turn out to be him just getting his hands to profit on, you know, a quarter of the new pipelines in Russia, the Russian state oil company.
And we're paying $600 billion to help them subsidize that infrastructure? You know, we talk about building roads and bridges and dams in this country. No, we're spending $600 billion to give it to Russia so they can build their oil lines.
Yeah, it's insane. And, you know, I noticed that Trump wasted little time getting the pipelines okayed. And
that's using Russian steel to build that.
That's a payoff to the Koch brothers. And the Koch brothers, they got their dirty hands in there too. Those guys are filthy, and they're fouling up the whole matter like you wouldn't believe. And you know their Freedom Caucus, what they finance that Freedom Caucus, those far right government hating bastards that are in Congress that won't let anything pass that has a federal tinge to it. They are the bastards that brought down that health care bill. It wasn't severe enough for them. See, so these people are insane. They don't belong in government. They don't belong on a public payroll. They belong in a jail cell.
They don't belong in society.
I got to tell you guys, from my side of the table, and y'all know I'm the woo-woo girl around here, I got a feeling there are a few angels sitting in that room. I got to tell you, they just said, no, we ain't going to let this happen. It just isn't going to work. And what they put on the table, you know, for all the misdrives and the bad judgment and the lack of strategy for true leadership that's coming out of the Democrats at this moment, I do have to say that I believe it was Pelosi who said it was such a cruel piece of legislation. It was unbelievable. And she was right. It was cruel.
She nailed it. Yep.
It was It was absolutely cruel. We looked at what they were willing to do to the population, especially those with 30 grand and under a year incomes. And there's so many of us.
You know, it guarantees access to everybody. What a bunch of bullshit. The lies that come out of their mouths. I don't know how they can even get out of bed in the morning.
Well, with Kennedy's nephew, JFK's nephew, and I can't.
Yeah, Joel
he's a congressman. And what's his name?
Joe Kennedy,
thank you. Gave a very good speech in front, once the bill failed, in front of the Capitol this weekend. And I look at him and I thought, now that's leadership. And then the next 4 years, they probably should maybe look at somebody at least like him. He has youth. He has vitality. He has common sense. We need somebody like that to be running for
the
presidency.
Well, the Kennedys believe in government. They've seen it work. They know how to make it work. They aren't just naysayers that slam it at every opportunity like Reagan used to do. No, they believe in government. They've seen it work, and they led to a lot of good programs during the 60s. We need a resurrection of that, and that's what I think Bernie Sanders is trying to resurrect right now, and others like him.
Right.
Yeah, Sanders is doing his best to get somebody to pay attention to what he thinks is the undermining of the government branches, the undermining of the structure itself for freedom for people to make their choices in this country. He really is. I've listened to what he's had to say. I've watched him when he's been on live. He's, past is over with. Going forward, we need people like Sanders. We need the ones that we do have to put a toehold for getting new candidates with a brand new perspective.
That's happening. That's happening as we speak. Thank God.
I tell you, a race to look out for is the New York senatorial race, when I think it's going to be Caroline Kennedy against Chelsea Clinton.
Interesting.
Well, first of all, I think that they would probably make a choice on the back burner who did that because of who they are respectively. I'm just going to say that because
that's the clash of the titans.
My money's on Caroline Kennedy.
Yeah,
I was going to say people are kind of burned out with the Clintons right now. The palatable, we're just using names here now. The palatable name is Kennedy.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. Plus, I mean, she did excellent as ambassador to Japan for all those years. And
they loved her.
Yeah.
They loved her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely loved her.
And she actually did have to learn how to speak to a crowd as the ambassador to Japan. And she also learned how to work it diplomatically. She knows that she has been sitting far too close to radiation for the last so many years. She knows it.
Right.
She has diplomatically approached it very subtly over and over again. She didn't rock boats, but she put a point out. And one of the points that I admire is the one I've been saying all along: world leadership is in power.
There we go.
Doing anything about this, because this is more than just Japan going on here. This is the whole world right now, ocean.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But Chelsea
I got a question to throw out to the crowd. How many believe that Trump will make it for 4 years?
No, not a chance.
Without divulging too much. I have friends who have access to interesting information, and they have enough evidence right now. You cannot spy on citizens within the country, but if you're listening to a Russian agent and that someone from this country calls that Russian agent and start making deals about, hey, if you hack this Democratic and help swing the election to me, I can throw this kind of money to you once I become president. That's the kind of stuff that's going on. That's the evidence they do have.
I
think that if he loses the tax bill, I think a lot of the Republicans are going to do a little bit of damage control, and they're going to sort of abandon his ship.
I agree.
And they're going to look at ways of getting rid of him.
I think you nailed it, David.
Yeah.
Well, let me be the counterpoint here.
It's getting ugly.
For the sake of everybody else in the Republican Party, they won't want to make him the sacrificial lamb, damaging the Republican name, icon, or the image that the Republicans have been making treasonous deals before the election was voted on. And the Russians swayed. Even though the evidence is there and the intelligence society is doing it, the Republican Party will try to do what they can to keep that under their thumb, not make going out into the public constant nightly presentation.
To a point, I think that if they realize that it's not going to be kept under wraps, I think eventually they'll try to make him as like a rogue one time.
Be the pariah. Not Republicans,
yeah,
it'll
mistake.
Be him. It'll be a Trump thing, not a Republican thing. That's what
it'll be a Trump thing, exactly. And they'll make it to a Trump thing, and they'll do an amputation as quick as possible. I think Trump will make maybe 2 years.
Yeah.
I was going to say, time will tell. But the thing is now let me use some Socratic irony and let's project a little forward. Say they do purge him out. Now you've got Pence, who has now got 2 years.
He's terrible.
And he may be the more palatable name in the next 4-year election.
He'll be a lame duck.
Can I remind you something? If they go after him, they're going to have some kind of heavy artillery to do this with. I think you have to keep an eye on him, an ear on people like John McCain and Lindsey Graham, because I think they see it coming. And the other part about this is if Trump goes down, let me tell you what, the whole transition team
they're all corrupt as hell.
Yeah, well, they're all going to be removed from office.
From Kellyanne Conjob to Spicer to all of them, they're pieces of shit, every one of them. They're liars.
Yeah, they'll lump them all together and toss them.
Come on, Jack, tell us how you really feel.
That's about as close as you'll get.
So whoever is standing or sitting as Speaker of the House is the one you'll be looking at. As sitting
I'd
in the
love
Oval
to see
Office.
Him go down.
Or whatever they'll say, but it's never been done. But there's never been anything like this in our history, and the world is getting an eyeful, an earful, and a whole gobful of what happens when nationalism wins. I mean,
there's that,
and it's a positive thing because
Putin
now,
sit back there in Moscow, and he's smiling. He's loving the scene of it. He loves all this disarray. He loves all the infighting. He loves the way it's affecting Europe adversely. He just loves all this stuff.
Well, the thing is that, you know, you got to put some reality belts on what is and isn't. The thing that I'm doing is connecting the dots I see. I mean, has anybody noticed how many of his adversaries in Russia have lost their lives in the last couple of months?
They're getting murdered all the time.
I was going to say.
We lost Wayne.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was going to say, they just had one in Ukraine killed who had been in the government and defected because he knew that Putin was coming after him, and yes, he was eventually assassinated.
Haven't you guys been watching the news? I mean, you got to watch the sidebar. Imagine Jack has seen this today. They were out there in the streets in Moscow, and they arrested the guy who basically went vocal and started that one up. I can't remember his name. I've got it posted somewhere.
Well, there's no democracy in Russia. That's a myth. That's a big hype-up story that never happened.
Well, they don't want democracy. They want more socialism.
No, they want authoritarian
rule. It's always been
an
oligarchy. Always been an oligarchy.
Yeah, now it's an
oligarchy. And that's what they're trying to install here.
Right.
Well, that's what we have right now here. We have a caller, and I'm going to open the mic because all or nothing, guys. Yes, 516 area code caller. Do you have a comment for us? Would you like to say something?
Yes, I just came across your show, and I think you're very perceptive in what you're saying because we have global elites that are looking to create a new world order based on what they want, and what they
right.
want to achieve that is control, conquer, and divide, and they're doing a heck of a job, and people are not functioning properly because they just keep looking to blame, and they also won't take personal responsibility, and
yeah.
they have to understand that we all do have unlimited creativity. So I am actually a way sharer. I'd like to share my name and also a big website so you can see some of the bizarre experiences that I've been through in my life.
Please do.
I'm sorry?
Please do.
Yes, and I hope you can pull this up while I have you on the air and share it and tell everybody you share it with to do the same, and we can begin to get back on track. The big website would be www.rooting, that's R-O-O-T-I-N-G, out, O-U-T, corruption, C-O-R-R-U-P-T-I-O-N, dot Weebly, that's W-E-E-B-like-boy-L-Y.com, C-O-M. And on that site in the menu, if you click on blog, you'll actually see a front page Wall Street Journal article with attachments that I was written up in 1983. That article triggered an investigation that eventually led to the resignation of Jim Wright from Speaker of the House in shame. And that article beautifully describes how special interests and lobbyists have totally corrupted Washington, and it was before Ross Perot talked about it back in the day. And because people are apathetic and have done nothing, that's why it only gets worse and worse and worse, and nothing gets done in Washington. It's whatever big money interests can control it.
There's a lot of self-serving sabotage going on in Washington right now.
That's exactly
more than
right.
ever. It's just terrible.
Exactly. So what we have to do, I'm sorry.
I'm gathering that your point is that in corruption is that leadership is gone far enough over to nothing but profit that
it's all bought out.
Yeah, that it's basically nothing but profiteers in leadership.
Exactly. And that's all part of the agenda of the control, conquer, and divide. I actually share common background with President Trump, but I'm not into the ego like he is. And I did not vote for him, and I didn't vote for Hillary. And I voted for Johnson. I knew I wouldn't get my candidate elected, but I refused to vote for the lesser of two evils.
Mm-hmm.
So from my heart, I put out into the universe my vote for the another party. And in my way of thinking, he hasn't shown me yet too much that he's doing for this country except to be self-serving again. And he's sort of an egomaniac narcissist. Again, have a lot of familiar background. The first archive radio show on that site I gave you will discuss some of that. But he's not draining the swamp in Washington. He's gold leafing. He likes to put gold all over everything. So what's underneath still stinks to high heavens, and that's what has to be rooted out.
Right. Good point.
Very good.
And thank you very much for calling in and, and sharing with us. And your name is, again?
My name is Hugh, H-U-G-H, and the last name is Carlson, that's T like Tom, R-A-U-L-S-E-N like Nancy. Actually, if you just Google my last name only, T-R-A-U-L-S-E-N, and put a .com, it will bring you to the corporate website of my father's company. I'm the firstborn child of the founder and did work for the company years ago. Carlson refrigerators are all over the world. Trump actually has them in his hotels, and they're actually in the White House, too.
Well,
congratulations,
Donald Trump, Mr. Carlson.
And we thank you for coming on. You were very enlightening, and we appreciate that.
Very good. We appreciate that.
Again, what you're putting out, people have to begin resonating with, otherwise we're lost, because I'm bringing out strategies with a business partner from a WordPress site that will truly root out the corruption, and the global elites can't get away from it. It will only bring more transparency to who they are. And I say to people, too, election day is not certain days. It's every day you buy a product. You're casting the vote for the manufacturer of that product. So if you're buying lead-based painted toys out of China through Walmart, your kids don't have a choice, but you do. And a lot of people don't know Walmart paid a fine of $82 million for dumping pesticides down storm drains. So they paid the fine, they move on, it's in the consciousness.
Just a drop in the bucket.
That's where companies in the future, and with all this stuff with their bringing in this cheap labor and taking away American jobs, and the companies that don't appreciate their employees in the future with the strategies we have right now, if they look at them as a liability instead of an asset, they're finished, because companies will have to not only provide excellent products and customer service, they'll have to be good to their employees, their customers, give back to the community, and be good to the environment. And as people awaken to see who they're buying from, shifts will happen tremendously with what products are being bought.
Well, thank you, Hu. You're speaking my language big time. I really appreciate the information and the call. Thank you so much for chipping in like that. It's invaluable, and it's great for our listeners to hear this, too.
I mean, I support any president, but they don't come to me because they want to control, and that's not what this country is. This country is about uniting with each other and solving our problems. This country has always been great. It will only get greater if we can unite instead of being controlled and conquered.
Right. Very good point. Very true.
I thank you so much for giving me the time, and you're welcome to come back to me anytime and look at some of the things I'm doing with my business partner on the WordPress site.
Yeah, great. Well, we'll certainly go there and check it out, and I'm sure you'll hear from us.
Thank you so much again. God bless everyone, and may God always bless America. I'm a Vietnam-era veteran. You can also Google veteran Hu Trollson, and you'll see something precedent-setting there that I did.
Okay, great, Hu. We appreciate it, and thank you for your act of patriotism and for your continued interest in the country. That's wonderful.
Yeah, well, I'm 72, and until I take my last breath, I'm not giving up, but I'm bringing in new paradigms. And the wars are all contrived, too. That's what people have to realize.
Oh, yeah.
The elites make money off of both sides of the war, so they don't care.
They
just
don't care,
it.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, just can't be better. Yeah. Thank you very much, Hu, and we will give it a check out, and we'll give you your site a shout-out before we end today. Please call back anytime. Thank you.
Thank you again.
You bet.
Bye-bye now.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Hey, Glenn, I just noticed here or just came across something. A Republican from Texas, Congressman Ted Poe, just resigned his membership from that Freedom Caucus. He says they're dysfunctional, they're obstructionists, and he says, you know, governing is hard. You just can't sit there and say no. So he says he was fed up and resigned his membership of the Freedom Caucus.
Take that,
this
Colt
just
brothers.
Happened.
You guys were talking about earlier about Joseph Kennedy, Joe 3.
Joe Kennedy, young guy.
Yeah, they call him Joe 3 around D.C. He is the grandson of one of my personal heroes, Bobby Kennedy.
Yes.
And he has been fetched up, as you say, as a governing kind of, you know, that's in his genetic makeup. Yes.
Right.
He did say something interesting on St. Pat's Day about immigration. He's the first young Kennedy out there besides his father, who his uncle, who basically is a wonderful speaker, but working for Trump right now on the vaccine project, which is a good idea. He knows what kind of an idiot Trump is, but if he can do good, he's a water protector, you know, Bobby Jr. is a water protector, and he has the mind to govern, but he chooses not to govern through governance.
He's been very effective in the background. That's good. We need more people like that. My next post on Thursday will deal with people in the background who have very adversely affected our country, our politics, and have been a big aid to Trump. So you won't want to miss that. I'll remind you before we get off the air.
All right.
Are you
going
to talk about Mercer? Who he
Mercer,
is?
Big time. Mercer, Leopold Leo, and another guy, too. I forget his name now. These guys are infamous. They're terrible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All they do is dump billions of dollars into the wrong causes.
Well, they're trying to change the paradigm of the country, the government of the country, into one that's more nationalistic and controllable with service industry. And in other words,
they're trying to make it a libertine paradise, and it's not going to work because that's a poor philosophy.
I don't think that's what they're after at all. I think they're despots.
They want no government whatsoever.
I think they'd be very happy with a more of a slave. Not we are wage slaves, but I think they'd rather have a slave force.
Private industry take care of that, Gwen. They don't want the government to do a damn thing. They want no government, or damn near no government.
Well, the kind of government they want is totalitarian.
Yeah.
It's basically your
ruled
nationalist.
Ruled by billionaires. Four billionaires.
Nationalists, a National Socialist Party there. The old German rehash of the Nazi Party. It's totalitarian. It's run by despotism and cruelty, and it basically just puts a boot on the neck of the people, the majority of the people. And it's frightening. And it's frightening that it doesn't surprise me a bit that a mouthpiece like Kellyanne Conway is being supported by
She was selected by Rebecca Mercer. You'll see about it.
She's very gifted at what she does, guys.
She's very perverted, and she's very dangerous.
Yes, she is, but she's been shown, her ass has been shown now. I mean, most thinking people who would pay attention to her for a moment think of her as a joke now. She's pretty much a joke.
Well, I've been calling her Kellyanne Conjob ever since I heard one of her first lies, and there have been many of them.
I'll tell you, there's a whole segment.
Hasn't slowed her up a bit, though.
There's a whole segment of the population that calls her by another word that starts with a C, but, you know, that's not nice.
Can you draw me a picture? I don't think I get this.
I mean, that's a word that this woman doesn't use. But, I mean, she really has. I mean, there's freaking posters out there about it. It's like, wow, it's any kind of vocabulary, you know. The lefties are, you know, and it's not just the left, my God.
No,
some of the Hillary supporters say the same thing, and I'm like, ladies, you know, we get dragged down into the same mud they're already in. You want to be there, you know?
Back in the day, they called Sarah Palin Caribou Barbie because she was attractive, she was cute, right?
Yeah.
From Alaska, right?
You know, she's
kind of the
illusion.
Same thing with Kellyanne was only they call her Sewer Rat Barbie.
She's very gifted, like I said, at what she does. But what she does is so incredibly.
Well, Joseph Goebbels and Hermann Göring were very gifted in their perspective fields too.
Absolutely.
But that's no reference point. That's a reference point for failure, for something abjectly horrible.
It is. That's my whole point. She's a mother. She has children. I just don't see how
poor kids.
People. I mean, you know,
Gwen, her motivation is she's making her house payment and her car payment, and maybe her kids are going to a private school.
Oh, undoubtedly.
That's her motivation to come out and keep slinging the bullshit that she does because that's what her paycheck that pays her bills is dependent upon.
Look, let me be a little blunt here, Wayne. If that's all she's fucking got in her mind for paycheck, then she's
Me first.
It's typical
reaction.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, I wasn't being facetious. I am of the mind that is her motivation for what she does.
No. Oh, yeah, I have no doubt about it.
I mean, you and me and Jack and many others I know, we have a conscience. It's like, you know, I was just following orders doesn't play with me.
No.
No, I think you guys missed something here, which I have not. This is not just about the millions she's being paid over a period of a year. Oh, my God. No, this is not just about that. She wants to power broke. She has flesh in this game. That's where she's coming from.
Or she better stand in line behind the Mercers because they're way ahead of her. They're the ones that hired her.
This is my point, though. I mean, people are not, they think it's all about, it's about profit to the majority of them, but it's also about power and the glory.
Well, exactly. Yeah, that's it. Power and power, corruption, money, it's all intertwined in one. Influence.
Yeah. I mean, the whole thing is just absolutely about, you know,
And it's insatiable.
And who's going to go down on the better side of history? You know, I mean, if you can think that clear, that you can see what you're doing, and she can see what she's doing. She knows exactly what she's doing. I mean, you could absolutely
tell.
Well,
you know, Hillary Clinton was very correct when she made a reference years ago to the right-wing conspiracy. It's out there. It's very active. It's silent by choice. It doesn't want the spotlight on it because it wants to dabble around in the dark where it can secure more for itself and its aims. This is a very dangerous group of people, and they're out there, and they're very active, and they're staying out of the spotlight. They don't want the light on them. They want to do what they want in the background. There's a number of people that fit into this category. The Mercers are one of them. You'll see about it in my post on Thursday. It's going to be called "The Real Power Brokers Behind Donald Trump," and it's going to illustrate all of these people, and they are dangerous. Every single one of them, and they're still working.
But I would bring up, as far as we're going into this dark closet, I would bring up the other side of that, which would be the Bilderberg Group. The ones who have their hands on so much of the overall corporate structure globally. And those people like to see commerce going along. These are not all people who think in the same terms as these nationalists.
No, they do. They want money. They want profit. You know, they want things
to keep running the way, you know,
right.
Going to the machines moving, the people paying and living. They want to see that happening. They may think that, I mean, ExxonMobil, the family has like turned over so much of that company to the new green industry on their side of shares because they see what's coming and they also know that's how to stabilize their fortune. The other side of it, which is fossil fuel, is something they have to deal with at this point. Now they've got a real monster on their back. But you got to pay attention to those back in that dark closet stories because there's two factions, the ones who are the crazy nutballs and the other ones who are just engulf and devour. And I don't think I would say that there are more of – there's more heavy machinery, if you will, on the Bilderberg side than there is on this dark, you know, conspiracy laden.
Well, they're all united. They're all united in one important fact that is not a good thing, and that's they're anti-government. They don't want the government to do anything that would help regular people. They want it all for themselves. They want as least government as they can have, or they want a government they can easily manipulate. That's all they see the government as any good for.
They do want to manipulate the government, both sides. I do, and I'll tell you what, the Bilderberg crowd, they've been doing it for the last 60, 70, 80 years. And they say, and really, if you probably tangent it back large enough, I mean, talk Merovingian bloodlines, I don't give a crap. But they've been doing it for centuries, especially since the, you know, decided out of Florence to start hawking shit. I mean, it's really been commerce on, and it's grown to the planetary scale with trade, but it's about commerce. That's how we got insurance. That's how we got medical discoveries and people's lives being saved, as well as the.
And that's how we got a very activist Chamber of Commerce, which is doing nobody any good except billionaires.
They're terrible. They're absolutely.
They're awful.
But they were infiltrated. But I tell you what, there's one side of the table that is smart and knows what people will take and for how long. And the other side of the table, which we've got in residence now in Washington, and when they go down, they go down for good.
Yeah, let's hope
it
happens.
I was going to say,
let's hope it starts to happen
in
2018 and it's completed at least in 2020. We got to push for that.
Greed is a very powerful addictive aspect.
Right.
And like you said,
motivator.
They will keep pushing greed until it's like the heroin addict or the cocaine addict.
Right.
It's good. Okay, now it's being detrimental. Now it's destroying my life. Now I'm dead. Greed can be pulled into the same thing. And what we have now controlling our government is the greed that has gone too far.
Well,
trying to go too far
money can
to take
buy.
That next
That's,
step.
It's all bought out.
Right. And when it does go so far, we can only look back at history. That's how the guillotine was built and invented.
Oh, yeah. Jeez. God.
People are going, and we don't need that. I mean, you know, France went through some very tumultuous times.
They sure
because
did.
Because the everyday proletariat, the working class, the everyday person, citizen of the country, had to take it back by violence. And there's still a lot of... There's still some of that underlying stuff, but they haven't really gotten over yet. It wasn't a smooth transition. It was a violent transition.
Well, their revolution was unlike ours. It wasn't peaceful. Ours was warlike only in that we fought to get away from Great Britain. But once we institutionalized our government, we did it peacefully.
Right.
We didn't hang people in the streets. We didn't chop their heads off. We didn't murder them indiscriminately. But France was a different story, man. They went after them big time.
They imploded upon themselves. That's a very
right.
good point, Jack, and that's exactly what I was trying to say. We smooth transition once we threw the British out and then started governing ourselves. Unfortunately, France imploded upon itself.
Right, exactly.
So, guys,
there's
I
the difference.
I got to say, there's a lot of hallmeisters and ale sellers and barkeeps out of Philadelphia that would probably beg to differ with you with smooth transitions and after the revolution.
there was tar and feathering, and yes, Washington did have to mobilize the federal troops to bring down the whiskey rebellion of
that's
Western
right,
Pennsylvania.
That's right.
Very
good point. Yep.
Have any of you guys seen on video Hamilton, the play?
No.
It's astounding. It is astounding. And it lets you know that, you know, great people, great thinkers, great people in place at certain moments in time, they make the difference for generations.
He sure did.
Hamilton, Adams, you know, Washington, the founding fathers.
Jefferson.
They really did. I'm going to tell you something. I think right now we're in a politically opportunistic time for great voices to come out. One of them better be a goddamn.
The world is hungry for great, benevolent, smart political action. And, you know, we see evidence of it all over the place.
Revolutionary.
Well, you know,
and
greatness is thrust upon people. You can take the everyday common man But if people thrust their support behind them, that greatness onto that person, then that's when the cream does rise to the top.
Right.
Well, that's quite true.
You got to push for that.
I'm just going to mention this too, and nobody throw any bad tomatoes at me, but Hillary Clinton has come out of the woods, as it were, and she's beginning to go out and speak to groups again. And she's speaking resistance, of course. And I think what she said, when you guys were talking earlier about Clinton versus Kennedy going after the senator's seat, I hope you're not talking about Gillibrand's seat, because her seat is established. And I don't think any self-respecting crowd from that crowd would ever challenge her. I do know there's a congressional seat opening up, and there are Republicans in New York that need to be thrown out of office.
Oh, yeah.
And
well, that's where my mind is going.
Yeah.
Well, it'd be unusual for a former senator to go back to the House of Representatives. I suppose it could happen. After all, John Quincy Adams, who was a president,
you took the words right out of my mouth. Continue, Jack.
House.
That's exactly right.
You know, but
yeah,
you never know.
It's not unprecedented,
and
good leadership is wanted right now.
Oh yeah, big time. Yep.
I do think you're right, though, as far as Chelsea Clinton goes. She's a brand new mother, whereas Caroline Kennedy's children are out of college.
Are somewhat grown now, yeah.
Yeah, they're into their careers.
Yeah.
So if Mrs.
But Chelsea was surrounded by politics, but she's a newcomer to politics, really. She's never gotten her feet wet. She's never held political office, whereas Carolyn Kennedy has been an ambassador. She, she's well aware of what it takes.
Yeah, and before, when they were trying to push her into doing it, she wasn't ready.
Right, exactly.
She basically figured that out within a month and said, wait a minute, hold
right.
it, boys.
But now she is.
She's very bright. I've read two
oh,
books.
Oh, incredible.
She's much brighter
than her brother was.
Well, yeah, that's a given. I mean, he had to run to another place to pick the bar, baby.
But he was so pretty.
He was. And he was smart. And his George magazine would have been a wonderful addition to publishing. I think that everybody has their gifts. And I do think that she probably is thinking about this, but nobody knows for sure. That's the rumor mill.
Well, let's hope that it does happen. We need a voice like hers. We need somebody. We need that Kennedy tradition to continue, and she's a perfect candidate for it. And look at her. Let her team up with Joe Kennedy. That'd be awesome.
Wow,
well,
yeah.
You know,
let her become the next Speaker of the House. That'd be even better.
There are quite a few Kennedys in government right now. They just don't, you know, the Kennedy is mostly a middle name, but there
right.
are quite a few of them in government.
Oh, yeah. No, they that's because they believe in government, and they've seen it work, and they want to help perpetrate it, and I don't blame them at all. They got the right attitude.
It's the family business.
Well, yeah.
We're at the end of the
show.
True.
That's a good way of putting it.
I
want to
urge everybody
you know
this week, keep pushing forward. Please visit the Saturday Afternoon Post on Thursday when my new post will appear. It's the real power brokers behind Donald Trump. I think it'll open some eyes.
Very good.
There's
the Minds and Times of Left Wing Johnson. You go there. I've got a lot of hereditary articles in there explaining basically what I saw firsthand, and it's still going on today.
Thank
Very
you,
good,
Wayne. And I want to remind everybody that the show is sponsored by Daughters of Isis, the fragrant memories of our ancestors. And you can find Daughters of Isis at daughtersofisis.com online. Stop by and talk to me. Okay, we will be back next week.
Thank you, Gwen.
I was going to say, it's always a great time, folks.
Yes, very good.
Good night.
Keep pushing forward. See you. Talk to you next week.
This has been the Here Be Monster. And we will be back next week at 6 p.m. Thank you for listening.